Hello and welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton, this week joined by Jaguars guard A.J. Can. At this point of the season, does rookie still apply? Do you feel like a rookie here as we are in the final month of the season?
Oh, yes. There's sometimes I still do, like the veterans, I still get treated like a rookie. And I expect it. You know, it's some learning things you got to go through. And I appreciate it from all those guys.
Do they really treat you like one?
Yeah, I still have those little small rookie duties I got to do every week.
You got to bring the chicken on the airplane? Is that part of your deal?
Well, I bring breakfast biscuits Friday morning.
All right. There you go. Life of a rookie. Not an easy story to tell at all. But we've got a good one for you here today. Five key topics with AJ. And let's start with your mom. And your sister, you've dealt with some adversity. You lost your mom to throat cancer when you were 15. Your sister was in an accident, and it would have left her, a lot of people thought, in a vegetative state. Talk about how the adversity has helped shape who you are.
Well, my mom, you know, passing away when I was in 10th grade, you know, it was hard for me being a baby boy from my mom. But, you know, my dad did a good job, you know, keeping me and my brothers together. I was able to overcome it, and I think it made me stronger mentally as an individual. And
I think I read that you have a necklace that you
keep
her close.
Yeah, I used to wear it all the time, and it kept popping. So then I got it tattooed on my my right forearm. So, you know, I can always, well, that's something I never forget, but she's always with me.
Gives you strength.
Yeah. And my sister, well, she's actually my stepsister, but I've been knowing her my whole life. And when she was little, she got in a car accident. Basically, she was going to be brain dead, wasn't going to be able to do anything. And now she can walk, talk, she can hear, she plays sports just like any other kid, and it's unbelievable.
Football can't ever seem that difficult to you, can it, after what you've been through?
Well, you know, I have been through some tough things in life, and I think I use football, you know, to let go sometimes. And I think it has helped me as a sport that I love to play, and I can get away from things in life and just enjoy it.
How important is it to you to be so close to home? I know that's something that you talked about back in the summer when you were drafted by the Jaguars, to have your dad right up the road and to be able to get home when you need to.
Well, it was important to me because my family in my hometown, you know, they're important to me, and everybody depends on me and they support me. And for me to be only a couple hours away, for anybody can come watch, come visit if they want to, I think it's very important.
Up next is others. You have an open heart. For such a big guy, right? I mean, you, this little girl, Sierra, tell me about her and what she means to you.
Sierra, she's an amazing little girl. When I first met her, it was at a question event, and I was sitting there watching for the first time. She kept looking back, and looking at my teammates. I was like, man, this little girl keep looking back here. So she comes up to me, her and her grandmother, they introduced themselves. I introduced myself to them, and from that day forward, she was like my little best friend. I call her from time to time. When I'm back home, I hang out with her from time to time. And she's got like epilepsy and diabetes. And just to see people, you know, who's going through things, and any people that are going through things, it's important to you to talk to them, say hey to them. Anybody, you know, it makes you feel so much better because they look up to you. And it makes their day for you to hang out with them a little bit or talk to them.
Do you still keep in contact with her?
Yeah, I just spoke to her grandmother this morning. Yeah.
And she's excited for you and the way that your career is starting to unfold?
Yeah, she came up to one of the preseason games. I'm going to try to get up here before one of these last home games coming up, because so they really enjoy that.
And you took a trip, speaking of others, to help promote the sport of football in Israel, of all places. What was that like?
That was unbelievable. Being in the Holy Land teaching football, and I was able to learn so many different things. And it was important to me because those kids there, I never really thought they would know much about football, but they was so willing to work. They worked hard. They paid attention to detail. And what caught my attention was one of the kids said, we stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the American games. And I was like, that's crazy how much they are big fans of the game.
Ever worry for your safety while you were over there?
That was one of the crazy things too. It wasn't as bad, but stuff was starting to happen. On top of my hotel in Jerusalem, you can see like stuff way out in the city, like little stuff going off, like little bombs or something like that from the top of my hotel in Jerusalem. It was crazy.
I heard the camel was the most dangerous part of the trip for you.
Yeah, he tried to spin one time, but I was able to ride him, and that was fun.
Quickness, right?
Yeah.
Up next is which. as in which number? Three-time academic All-American or four-year starter? Which of those two numbers helps you more in the NFL?
I think, well, I want to say academically, because me being able to be dedicated to class, which a lot of athletes, you know, some of them struggle with it, but me being able to be dedicated to class mentally, it helps me out in the NFL, because there's a lot of things you got to learn mentally. And for me to be able to stay focused on what I got to learn and what I got to do, what the coaches say, it's prepared me a lot for the NFL.
Is that the part of the game that you think most people would be surprised by, how much time you spend actually studying in a classroom?
I think they will be surprised. Most people think it's just, oh, it's just football. You don't do nothing but play football. Like, what's really your job? But they don't have any idea how much you got to watch film and study and prepare for these games.
Up next is 9, as in the number of starts you've made so far. What has been the biggest challenge to you? Again, coming from a big program like South Carolina, where you were an All-American, what was the transition like to the NFL as you get set to make your 10th start on Sunday?
Just adjusting to the speed of the game, I would say. Well, I hear coaches sometimes say it's not really just the speed of it. You just got to be able to prepare for these situations. And me having 9 starts under my belt already and just being able to adjust to the game, I think it has helped me tremendously. My confidence is gaining every week. I feel like I'm getting better every week as a player, and I'm really enjoying it.
You've seen some of the big names already in the game. Watt, McCoy, Richardson, Wilkerson, all these guys. Any of them stand out in particular? Any one guy, any one play that taught you something?
Well, all those guys are special in their own way, but I think JJ is a really good player. You know, he can be powerful. He can be agile for a big guy, and I think he's really good. And like you said, I'm seeing a lot of big names every week, and I just got to come ready to play, and it brings out the best in you.
Well, let's finish with a preview. On Sunday in Nashville, we saw an offensive explosion. Do you see that on the practice field when you watch this go? And you tell us, how good can you guys be on the offensive side of the ball?
You know, Coach Ole talks about it all the time, how we're a young room, but he said he sees it throughout practice, throughout games of how we can take off. He said this offense has nothing to do but rise, and you saw it on Sunday how we was able to rise to that occasion and play like we were capable of playing.
Well, you know, you see Bortles to Robinson, and then you realize, well, you could have the same thing with Bortles to Hearns, and Bortles to Thomas, Bortles to Lee. Right? I mean, this offense, it looks as if it has the chance to be special. Do you share that? Do you see that when you watch this team on tape and on the practice field?
Oh, yes.
Do you just feel it?
Yes, I talk to, like, TJ. I talk to TJ all the time and some of the other offensive linemen, like, man, we can really be good. And I never get tired of saying that we can really be good, because it's going to take off. And like I said, you saw it on Sunday.
Well, obviously this offense can really be good, and you have the chance to be really good too. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you
we
so
appreciate
much.
It. Best of luck the rest of your rookie season.
Thank you so
get
much.
Get the sandwiches there on time. And thanks for joining us here in a few good minutes. We'll see you next week.